Andrew, good morning.
Hey, morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm a bit excited. We've had a few heavy book clubs the last few weeks.
We have.
Which is great because you need to read books that challenge you. And today's book, look, it's definitely a challenge, but it's also, I'm going to say, perhaps the most enjoyable release that I've discovered this year.
Oh, that's a big call.
Yeah. I mean, there will definitely be more books to come, but I thoroughly love. So this is Flames, and it's the debut from Tasmanian author Robbie Arnott. And look, Flames weaves this entrancing tale of journey and adventure around the Tasmanian coastline and interior. So it's a seriously interesting and, dare I say, quirky book. So I'm going to do my best to give you a synopsis worthy of its style. Levi and Charlotte McAllister's mother has died, and she's been cremated, only to return to the family as a creature of flesh and fern from the wilderness where her ashes were scattered. It's not so unusual, and she means no malice. You see, many of the McAllister women have returned to their families after death, sporting the raiments of the natural world. So she takes a shower because ferns need a lot of water. Then after a few days, their mother seeks out their estranged father, only to spontaneously combust on his front lawn. So begins Charlotte and Levi's grief, a grief that sees Charlotte flee to a wombat colony on the island south, and Levi, fearing his sister's own potential fate, embarks on a mission to build her a coffin so that she might never fear cremation and return.
This has taken so many left turns. Like, just so many sharp turns.
Mm. That's pretty much just the first chapter.
Oh, my God.
Mm. So I hope it gives you a glimpse of the gravity as well as the wonder of the novel that Flames becomes. This novel is beautifully told through a series of vignettes that ultimately converge into the main narrative. So we travel with Levi and Charlotte in very different circumstances, interspersed with a vile master woodturner, a gin-soaked private detective, and the god of the river Esk, masquerading as a rat.
Again, with the sharp turns. Mm. Yep, okay.
Perhaps my favourite of these vignettes is the story of Carl and the seal. In the space of a chapter, Arnott unfolds Carl's journey from youth into adulthood, accompanied by his fishing companion, a New Zealand fur seal. Taking on the seal as a familiar in his youth, Carl and the pup grow into adulthood with a simple mission: to hunt and capture the largest fish on record, a one-blood tuna. Throughout, we learn of their training and see the bond between man and seal grow even as Carl marries and starts a family. And I won't tell you how this chapter ends, but suffice to say, like, I was moved to tears.
Okay.
That's actually just the second chapter.
Oh, what is going on?
Flames has so much. It at times brought to mind writers like Neil Gaiman, suffusing the natural world with its supernatural core. At times it read something like a Twin Peaks-esque road trip, or even like an Aussie Fargo. I loved the journey, and I seriously challenge any reader not to like scratch their head only to turn the page and plow on, because it is just too much fun. Far be it from me to suggest this is a simple romp, though. The novel asks many questions engaging with the natural world and our relationship with it. Tasmania is a stunning setting for a novel, and it's perhaps impossible to write there without marvelling at the beauty. I have to confess, a lot of my favourite books this year and in recent years have been by Tasmanian authors and or set in Tasmania. I got an email the other day about a release that's coming up, and it was like, Tasmanian. I'm just like, well, I have to read it now. And look, Arnott shows us the danger of both the beauty, this beauty, and our cavalier attitude to it. I mentioned the river rat god, and this is a particularly interesting turn, introducing us to more of the world within ours, where nature is governed quite actively by its own laws. As we travel up the river and learn of the interplay between the elements, we also discover how many of the gods are now quiet, and it's a nod, I think, to the enormous destruction that we visit on the environment. This is also a novel about relationships in all their forms. We learn of the power and destruction of love, the harm we do through well-meaning ineptitude. I mean, just imagine building a coffin for a loved one so that they won't fear death.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that sentence. Mm, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So look, I can already see myself rereading Flames. I was flicking through it as I was writing this script, and I hardly recommend it to all of our listeners.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds pretty wild, honestly.
It's a lot of fun. It's very grounded in some parts too. It's extraordinarily well written. It is what, for people that struggle to get their heads around the idea of a literary novel, this is a literary novel. It experiments with form and style. It is engaging, but it is also, as we've sort of, it's got left turns, and it constantly keeps the reader engaged. That, for my mind, is what a very good literary novel is going to do.
Well, before I do force you to give us a bit of a sneak peek of what's happening next week, there's a Final Draft podcast up at the moment, am
there
I correct?
There is a Final Draft podcast. It is called Great Conversations. And it features long form interviews from the show on 2SER Saturday morning every at 10 a.m. Because, you know, it's only half an hour for Final Draft, but sometimes I have these amazing conversations with authors that go for much longer than I can fit on the show. This is where you will find them. The first episode has been up for a week. It's barely a week old. It's just a baby. This is a conversation with Bram Presser. His novel, The Book of Dirt, has been getting huge acclaim. And there is a stack more content appearing this week because there are so many great books.
I'm so excited for that one. Well, before I let you go, what are we taking a look at next week?
Next week, I want to keep the fun going. This is another fun book that I've been reading. This is called April in Paris 1921 by Tessa Lunny. Yeah.
Nice. A fellow Tess out there.
Another Tess. So I think people can probably guess what is going to be happening in this book, but it is enormous fun. Tune in for that. I would say keep an eye out because Tess is going to be appearing on Final Draft on Saturday morning.
Ooh.
And if people want to find out more, they can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Final Draft 2SER. They can also find a link if they want to get to the podcast.
And we'll put all the links up in the podcast for this. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tess.